All right. Good morning, everybody. Good to see you. I hope everybody's doing well this morning. It's always a joy. I think so, to be in the Lord's house. I hope you come this morning anticipating, looking for the Lord to do something great. We serve a great God, and He does great things. So it is good to see each of you this morning. I do want to encourage you to get a bulletin, keep up with the things in there, of course, and just make yourselves at home today. Let's worship the Lord. As I told him Wednesday night, seems like we're just one thing after another. But you know, the Lord's good all the time. And so let's just keep our eyes on Him. But just real quickly, remember our services. We will not be having service tonight. We will be having service Wednesday night. So I hope you'll be back. We're studying through the armor of God. We just finished up looking at shoes. That's probably been one of my favorite parts of our study on the armor of God, because most people would never think about shoes. But shoes is such an important part of the armor of God. It's all important, but I just appreciate the Lord helping us as we went looked at that. So do remember all of our services. Also, go ahead and mark your calendars. April the 4th, 5th, and 6th. Brother James Knox will be with us those three nights, 7 o'clock each evening. I hope you'll be praying. I hope you'll be inviting. Hope you'll be here. It's always a joy to have Brother Knox with us, so do remember that. Ladies, some of you have already received your notebook thing. I can't tell you exactly all that it is, but it seems like the ladies that are doing it, it's something to do with scripture memory, maybe scripture writing. I don't know. My wife is enjoying it. So if you haven't got your notebook, my wife's got some more up here if you'd like to get one. And several folks are in it doing it. And I think she told me, she's not in here, so I can't ask her, but I think she told me the February's writing list is up here. So you just come see my wife after service. She'll get all that to you. But ladies, I want to encourage you, if you hadn't got one of them, please get one. It does us all good to be in this book. And so I encourage you to do that. And then I was told there's a lot of food over here that need to. She goes in here and does this. Like I'm supposed to know what that means. All I know is this. That means no. I learned that one really quick. No. So, and the harder she does that, it means really no. So, she says it's up here. So, okay. That's all I need to know. So, all right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. And let's just stand up this morning and sing. Not to your neighbor. Not for yourself. Let's sing into the Lord today. So, amen. Father, we love you. Thank you again for the good day. Thank you, Lord, for how you've blessed. And God, you've met all of our needs, God. I just thank you, Lord, for being so good to your children, Lord. And God, we've come together one more time, God, just to worship in spirit and truth. And God, I just ask you this morning, God, to help us as we gather together around the Word of God. I pray, Lord, that you'd speak to hearts as only you can. God, be with our young folk this morning. They're in their different children's churches and junior churches. God, I just pray that you'll bless that time, Lord. And God, the most important thing today, God, is if it be somebody here this morning or somebody watching on the web this morning, God, that would is not saved, I pray, God, today would be that day of salvation. Lord, I sure pray, God, they would call upon you while you're near. And God, we just ask most of all you'd have your will and way in this service, and we'll give you the praise, honor, glory for it all. For it's in your name, your precious name, that we do pray. Amen. Let's stand together this morning.
Okay. All right. Let's all stand up. Turn to number 68. Grab your hymnal. Turn to number 68. I serve a risen Savior. Amen. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. And so we'll sing all the way through, all three verses. So here we go. Let's sing it out. I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. And the last one. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. All right, don't sit down. Let's flip over to number 116. You can tell I haven't sung in a while. Wednesday was the first time back in about 2 weeks, I think, wasn't it? Or something like that. All right. So we're going to do all three verses. Number 116. So here we go. Sing it out. I heard an old, old story. How a Savior came from glory. And gave His life on Calvary. To save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing. How He made the lame to walk again, and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. All right, on the last one, here we go. I heard about a mansion is built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. About the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Amen. All right, you can be seated.
Okay. Amen. I'm glad that I know that I know that I know that I have victory this morning. I hope you know that. That verse there at the last talks about we're going to sing. I guarantee you, you'll sing a lot louder up there than you did this morning. Right now, everybody's holding back, got your old flesh you deal with, and this thing, self-conscious and pride and all those things. I guarantee you, when you get your new body and you're standing before the Lord, you'll just have you a good case of the King help it, I promise you. And all your dignity will be left here. And you'll just praise the Lord, I promise you. So, amen. I'm looking forward to today that we don't have this old body. I forgot who I was talking to this week. I don't remember. We got talking about a new body. He says, yeah, he says, when the rapture happens, when I go out, it's going to sound like a junkyard when all this junk hits the ground. And I thought, well, yeah. He said, who was it? Because he'd had both knees replaced. Something else, I forget all of it. He said, yeah, he says, when I leave out of here, it's going to be like a junkyard. So, amen. So, amen. Again, do get your bulletin. There's most of our prayer list is in there, but there are a lot of needs. Boy, I don't know how much you pray. I know the Bible says to pray without ceasing. I believe that's just an attitude of prayer as well. But I hope you spend time just talking with the Lord. I enjoy my time talking with the Lord. I enjoy His time talking with me. So I hope you'll be praying. I do pray for our country. If you ain't figured it out yet, we're in a mess. It's going to continue to be a mess. But one day, it's all going to be all right. So we just pray. Most of all, pray for the lost, of course. Like I mentioned, there is a lot of sickness from Wednesday night till Saturday. I can't remember if it's 10 or 12, but is it 12? My wife, my brain up here is going 12. There was 12 people from Wednesday to Saturday that's members of our church that has tested positive for COVID. So it's still there. This will not go away. So just keep doing our best. We're going to keep doing our best. Just pray for our church family. Continue to lift them up to the Lord. I was talking to Brother Melvin this morning. Please continue to pray for Miss Rose. She is in the hospital. So just pray for her. Pray for Miss Linda. She's pretty heavy right now as well. So just remember that. Continue to pray for Brother Hunting as he's recovering as well. Brother Sheldon reached out to me this morning. He asked us to pray for his sister-in-law. Her husband's name's Daryl, but just pray for that family. She is on a respirator. Is that the right word? Ventilator. Ventilator. And the doctors are not giving about any hope there. She does have COVID, and her lungs are pretty much shut down. So just pray for that family as they go through this. Pray for Brother Sheldon and all those there. So do remember that. Brother Hubert told me that Brother John's uncle passed away. So just pray for that family there as well as they're going through this time and all. But anybody else need prayer? I do. Anybody else? Come on now. We all need prayer. So let's just pray one for another. Okay, Brother Rouse called this morning. He needs sick, I guess, or not feeling well. Okay, so just pray for him this morning. People like Brother Rouse, others, those are people that, he's home by himself, just needs some encouragement. So, again, that's what's so great about being a part of a church family, is caring, loving about one another. As God loves us, we got to love others. So I hope you'll make much of that. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Then Brother Russell's going to come and sing. Our Father, we do thank you, Lord, again, Lord, for your blessings. God, I'm thankful today that you are that great physician. Lord, I'm glad that you tell us that we can come before you in that throne room. And Lord, we don't want to take it lightly. Lord, I know this morning, God, that you're able to do exceedingly above anything that we could ever ask or think. And this morning, we are needful. And God, I just pray this morning, God, that you'd help us to get beyond ourselves, God. And God, help us to bear one another's burdens. Help us to pray for our brothers and sisters. God, help us to continue to lift these things up to you, Lord. And God, thank you for that strength. God, thank you for that compassion, Lord. Thank you for that comfort, Lord, as you give, Lord. And God, I just ask most of all, God, your will be done. And Lord, I forgot to mention Brother Bill's daughter, Lord. I just pray, God, for that family, Lord, that she's going through this cancer, Lord. I pray, God, that you touch her. God, help the doctors, help her family as they go through this time, Lord. And we'll thank you for that. And God, all these needs that's been mentioned, Lord, the sick. Lord, our church family, God, the needs there. And God, most of all, I pray for the lost. God, help us in these days to realize that days are short. God, that time's drawing near. And God, we need to be busy about your business, Lord. And God, help us to be that light and salt to this world. And God, again, help us to love. Help us to care. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for what you do. For it's in your precious name we pray. Amen.
I wasn't there by the shores of Galilee when Jesus touched those blinded eyes and made them see. And though I did not see the empty tomb that day, I still believe. For I know what Jesus did for me. I believe there is power in the blood of the Lamb, and I believe there is healing in the touch of His hand. But the greatest of all miracles was when Jesus saved me. Yes, I know what Jesus did for me. I have seen the lowest sin sick soul have life anew and be made pure, pure and whole. And I have felt Him loose the chains of sin and set my spirit free. Yes, I know what Jesus did for me. I believe there is power in the blood of the Lamb, and I believe there is healing in the touch of His hand. But the greatest of all miracles was when Jesus saved me. Yes, I know what Jesus did for me.
Amen. Amen. Greatest day of my life. 13-year-old boy, Vacation Bible School, Friendship Baptist Church, Harmony, North Carolina. I was a good religious kid. Brought up in church, carried a King James Bible. Didn't know why, but I guess because that's what Mom and Daddy bought me. Knew when to stand up, when to sit down, knew how to behave somewhat sort of when I was at church. But that day, in that Vacation Bible School there, the Lord changed my life. Amen. Actually, He didn't just change it. He gave me life. And greatest miracle of all. So, amen. Appreciate that good song this morning. Take your Bibles with us to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms. Again, let's worship today. Lord impressed these things upon our heart, not just to waste time. But I really believe if we could just not just be hearers this morning, but doers of the Word of God, what a difference it would make. Psalms chapter 130 this morning. It's your turning. I don't know if I told this or not, but it came to my mind a couple times while I was sitting there. Somebody gave us an Outback gift card, and me and my wife took some time Monday, maybe. Is that right? Monday? And we had to run to town anyway and do some things, and we I went by Outback Steakhouse and was eating supper, and I had my cell phone there, and I've added a new ringtone to my my cell phone for notifications and stuff, and it's a cow. It's pretty interesting when you're sitting in a steakhouse, and my phone was going off about 90% of the time anyway. You're sitting there, and your phone goes, murr. It's amazing the people look around at you. I said, yeah, they got a new load of cows in the back, so yeah, it's fresh, man, fresh, right off the hoof. So, amen. All right, Psalms 130, Psalms 130 this morning. Let's stand together out of honor and reverence to the Word of God this morning. If you don't have your Bible, which you need to bring your Bible, but if you don't have a Bible with you this morning, please, please, there should be one in the pew. I want to encourage you to follow along with us. We're going to read one verse here in Psalms 130, and we'll pray and let you be seated. Then we're going to bounce to Psalms 103, and then we're going to bounce around a few other places, but we'll use this one verse as a stepping off place this morning. Psalms 130, let's listen to what the psalmist has to say here. Verse number 1, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. I think it's that, is it, what is it, Green Gables? What's it called? Anne of Green Gables? There's, anybody ever seen Anne of Green Gables? That stuff, yeah. There's one of those things, there's one of those ones that I don't remember anything hardly about that stuff, but I do remember that one thing she said. She was in the depths of despair. Anybody ever been there? We all have. Despair, that depth, it isn't a depth as far as the depth of a sea or depth of a hole. This is talking about life. And many times I find myself, and because I deal with people, I find other people that find themselves on more than one occasion down in the depths of despair. Because life is hard. God tells us in many places how life is troublesome. I many times know the troubles that saved people go through. I can't imagine the life that unsaved people have to deal with. But here the psalmist says, unto the Lord I cried to thee in the depths here. So let's pray and we'll let you be seated. Our Father, we do ask you, Lord, once again, God, for your guidance. God, we sure need your spirit today. Lord, I pray that you'll find liberty in this place. And God, as each one of us this morning, I hope God will stand, as the psalmist says, and examine us, O Lord. God, I pray today will be a day of examination. God, help us to realize, Lord, there's help, there's hope. And God, we ask you again, Lord, to speak to our hearts as only you can. And Lord, we'll sure thank you. We'll sure give you the praise for it. For us in Christ's name we do pray. Amen. You'll be seated this morning. Again, if you're not in that, as we talk about storms, you're either coming out of a storm or you're going into a storm or you're right dab in the middle of a storm. That's just life. And many times, if we're not careful, I don't give the devil credit. I don't give somebody else any credit. I put it all to me. And that's one of the reasons we're studying about the armor of God, because it is me, O Lord, that stands in need of prayer. I'm the one this morning that causes me the troubles that I have, because I will allow things from around me, things about me, to affect the way that I serve God. Or the way that I look at God, or the way that I talk with the Lord. And here again, the psalmist says, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. And this morning, I don't know again where you're at. I can say that if you're saved this morning, or if you're not saved, that every one of us has found ourselves in a place of those depths. I hate to say this. I hope you understand. The mind is a really weird thing. Some are weirder than others. But I've learned that it's amazing. You know, you ever sat back and you look at something and you think, how did that happen? How did that person get so low? How did that person get so down that they ended up in that position of their lives? Well, it's the same way you and I get there. Depression is a real thing. Depression is something that not just some people face, but all people face. And here, this in Psalms 130, we find the psalmist again in life crying out to God and says, in the depths. And friend, this morning, that is what you and I need to do, not just in our depths, but when you do fall off into those depths of whatever it might be, you need to learn to cry out to God. Because God will be there. Aren't you glad when you cry to God, He says, cry unto me. And what'd He say? I might answer you. No, He says, I will. Aren't you glad this morning that God hears our cries? So take your Bibles this morning over to the book of Psalms 103. This is where we're going to really spend a little time this morning, but we're going to look at back to Psalms 130 here in just a moment. Now, you that know me a little bit, I am a techie type person. I like messing with computers and different things. That's just who I am. And I don't know a whole lot. I'm dangerous a lot of times. I just I'm not scared. I'll push a button, sees what happens. They tell you you can't break it. I broke them, but now I know in the society that we live in, not everybody in here has one, but probably the majority of people in here have a computer. Anybody got a computer at your home? You can't hardly live today without a computer. Sad, but it's true. But let me ask you something about your computer. Does your computer ever be do like my wife's? She's constantly saying, what's wrong with this thing? She's over here hitting the button. It's like, every time you hit that button, you're causing problems. Quit hitting the button. That thing will just sit there and spin and spin and spin and spin. It's like, what's wrong with this thing? Anybody else have problems? Come on. How many of your computers? Preacher, I thought this was about the Lord. It's getting there. How many of your laptops, your desktops, your computers, your phones? How many of them are running slower now than they did when you first bought them? Sure they do. You know why? Because every time you go to look at something or every time you do something, it's putting things on your hard drive and in your memory that's bogging you down. Now, there's three little buttons on a laptop computer. There's really just one button that works really good too, but these three little buttons will get you about out of anything. It's called Control, Alt, and Delete. You push those three, you're getting ready to do something that'll help you. Because when your laptop or your computer's gone dumb, and it's not doing what you think it ought to do, I tell my wife, it only does what you tell it to do. She don't agree, but I know that's true. But you put that Control, Alt, Delete, it brings up a thing called Task Manager. And one of the things on a task manager that fixes most things, it'll ask you if you want to reboot or maybe restart. Anybody ever rebooted your computer? That's probably the number one place to start. When things aren't right, reboot. Well, that's the title of my message this morning. Because listen, not only computers need to be rebooted. Not only laptops need to be restarted. Every one of us this morning need to be rebooted every once in a while. Just as that laptop, just as that computer, just as your phone, over time, there's another thing in computers, it's called the cache or the cachey. What that does is you know when you go to those websites and it talks about those cookies? Yeah. That's not chocolate chip or Oreo. Oh. That's telling those people that it's all right to put stuff on your stuff. So that when you're out, have you ever noticed? When you go to Google or something, you look up whatever it is. Well, I don't know. A new TV. Have you ever noticed after you do that, everything you go to, there's popping up ads of what?
TVs.
How do they do that? Because you gave them access to put things in there to watch you. Because now they know, hey, you're interested in a TV. So they're going to bombard you. Every time you do, they're going to start throwing things, ads out. You go to the Weather Channel, they're just going to have ads of what? TV. Well, our bodies is the same way. We allow things to put stuff in us. We allow our processing to get slower because we've added stuff into our lives that slows us down, that complicates things, that locks us up. There's two things on a computer that's not good. The blue screen of death. And then there's just the black screen of you are dead. Those things don't just happen. There's a building up. There's something that's got inside. I don't know if you... My email got hacked this past week. It's a little spoofing thing come through. And what it does is it grabs all your contacts. It doesn't put a thing on your laptop. Not this one did anyway. But it does grab all of your contacts. And it just sends out stuff to everybody. And it ain't crazy stuff, usually. This one here was very legit looking. When the guy let me know that he got this, I thought, wow. But see, they get in you. And then they start doing things through you. Boy, that sounds like life, doesn't it? We allow things to get in us. And we allow things to control us. And all it's coming out of us. And it's affecting. See, I hate to say it, but it's the truth. I'm not 100% sure how I got that. Because I'm usually pretty good about not clicking on things that I don't know what it was. But apparently I clicked on something this was on. And once I did, it got in mind. And it could have been 6 months ago this thing's been there. It's just laying there. But this past, I think it was Sunday, it decided to take off. And instantly it shot out email after email. And it looked so real. And you know what? Somebody probably that got that email, I hope it wasn't you. If you got some weird email from me, don't click it. But somebody probably will click that link. And you know what happens? Now they got it. It's worse than coronavirus, I promise. But see, even in our lives, and I think that's one of the things that we don't ever really consider in our lives, the effects that our lives have on other people. When you're not living for Christ, you're causing an effect on other people to not live for Christ, and it's just a cycle. And the psalmist said in Psalms 130 that he cried out of the depths. This morning, here in Psalms 103, and we're going to read it here in just a moment, I see a great rebooting. Let's look at it real quickly this morning before my time gets away from us. Psalms 103 this morning. We're going to read the whole Psalms this morning. Psalms 103 this morning. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. Verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it and is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children of children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in his strength, that do his commandments. Hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Reboot. Control, Alt, Delete. This morning when we get into that place of the depths of despair, when we get into that place where depression has come upon us, when we get into that place it seems like nothing is just like it ought to be, God says we need to reboot. And we find a great... You know how computers work? It's all ones and zeros. That's all it is. It's ones and zeros. And your computer's just constantly sitting there, running circles. Scanning, 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 scanning. But you know, God's got that same... In computer languages, they call them loops, because it just sits there in loops. God's got a loop right here. Let's look at the loop and how, if we'll keep that loop clean, you'll run a lot better. Let's look at it. Look at verse number 1 again. Two things right here. The Bible says in verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his name, holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. There's your loop. What do you mean, preacher? Bless the Lord, forget not. 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 If you'll keep that circle, if you'll keep that loop in your daily life, if you'll not forget His benefits, if you'll not forget all that God has, is, and is going to do, you'll not have any trouble blessing the Lord. Our problems come is when we forget what God has done for us, and we forget what God's going to do for us, and we forget the benefits of God. We'll stop blessing God, and we'll start following the world, and we'll start walking after the flesh, and we get problems. Oh, preacher, you mean if I won't forget and I just keep blessing, I'll not have problems? That's not what I said. You're going to have problems. But see, all problems are overcome by one way. Whatever your problem is, whatever it is, if you'll not dive into that problem and you'll just start instantly blessing the Lord, you mean in my problem? Of course. When trouble comes, and I know this is easy preaching. It's easy to say. It's easy to say, yeah, I'm going to do that. But when that storm smacks you right in the face, when troubles fall upon you like you've never even dreamed, when your family seems like it's falling apart or your job has walked away from you and you don't know how you're going to pay your bills, you mean I need to bless the Lord? Yes. Why? Because He can get us out of our depths. So let's look at this just for a moment this morning, this loop. Again, he says to bless the Lord and forget not all his benefits. Isn't it amazing how good God knows you and me? You young folks, you ain't here there yet probably. Us older folks, anybody forgetting anything? Come on. Where's my glasses? Where's my glasses? Oh, yeah, there they are. The big thing in my house right now, I don't know why we have such a trouble with it, we can't ever find keys. Where did I put my keys? Looking for my truck keys. Guess where they were? In the truck. I can't remember if it was me or her. One of us. We'll go with her. Thank you, Brother Danny, I think that was. It was her. I go out one morning, and guess what was hanging in the door of the house? Okay, that was me. There was my keys. Like, that's a good place to leave them. We forget. As much as I forget my keys or my glasses or my notes or whatever it might be, how much more do I forget the benefits of God? And God says, forget not. How many? All. Now listen. When you go to work, when you take a job, money's one thing, right? Everybody likes the paycheck part of it, correct? But what's one of the things, that's a part of the benefit package for working at wherever you work. When I worked at Freightliner, I got paid well. But better than getting paid well, I had great health insurance. I mean, it was wonderful. God put me there at the right time because I had a son that was going to have back surgery that would cost us right at $1 million over the time. But God put me in a place that had great benefits. Oh, I got paid well. I had health insurance and dental insurance and eye insurance and I had time off and I had this and I had that. Those are all the benefits of being an employee of a place called Freightliner. Oh, but you want to know something even better? The day that I got saved, the day I become a child of God, the day that the Lord brought me in to be one of His children. Oh, we hear that phrase, the pay is out of this world. Oh, friend, it's not just about pay. There's benefits. Lord, I'm looking forward to going to heaven. I'm looking forward to being around the throne. I'm looking forward to seeing you. But listen, this morning, the Bible tells me that He loadeth me daily with His benefits. But how often do you and I let this our history? So that's how you, if your computer's running slow, or your phone's running slow, you need to go clear out that cache. You need to go clear out all that junk that's got inside there that's slowing you down. Well, I work on different people's computers. Please don't. I'll help you. Don't everybody come running up here. I'm not a computer repair guy. That's not me. But I'll help you. And you go in there and you open up that task manager. And it shows you everything that's running on your device. And guess what? Most people don't even know that stuff's running. There's things in the background that's slowing your processor. There's things running that you didn't open it. But something you did open, opened it. And it's always there running. You need to go in and shut all that stuff down. And close all that up and clean out that stuff. And it'll speed you up. It'll cause you to run better. Same thing spiritually. God says you need to praise Him. And you need not forget the benefits that God has given us. But again, how much do we forget? Listen. I live a busy life, you live a busy life. I could not tell you. It's amazing how we remember the big things. Would you just stop for a second and ask yourself, can you remember all God did for you yesterday? Oh, I remember some of the things. But that's just a little bit. There's things God's doing for me that I don't even realize He's doing. And God says, don't forget those benefits. God continually, if you look down at verse number 6 here of Psalms 103, the Lord can execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Verse 7, He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. If you'll follow the nation of Israel all through the Old Testament and even into the New Testament, we find God doing what? Reminding them. Over and over and over, reminding them what He had done for them. Why? Because they're just like me. And God will do something for me. I go, oh, praise God, thank you for doing that. And then 8-10 minutes later, I probably done forgot about it, moved on to something else. Preacher, you're terrible. You're made out of the same dirt. But how quick we forget. How quick we let things flood into our lives and overcome this loop that God says, bless the Lord. Don't forget His benefits. Bless the Lord. Don't forget His benefits. Bless the Lord. Don't forget His benefits. So He continually tells them over and over. So what's the value of that? If God done it one time, you know what He was telling the nation of Israel? I'll do it again. And I'll do it again. And I'll do it again. That's one of the benefits, because when things come, we can automatically say, God took care of me then. God's going to take care of me now. And God will take care of me later. But if you don't let that loop continually be in your brain and in your heart and in your soul, He's faithful. So when we come back here to Psalms 103, what are some of His benefits? Now, these are just Psalms. Before we go there, I want you to see two places. Look over, I mentioned one of these already. Look over Psalm chapter 68. I want you to see this. I didn't make this up. This is what God says. Psalm 68, look at verse number 19. Here's that word again, verse 19. Blessed. Blessed be the Lord. I hear pages. I'll let you get there. Psalm 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, notice, who daily loadeth us with His benefits, even the God of our salvation, Salah. Did you even think about what God loaded you up with this morning? I didn't some days. Some days the alarm clock goes off and I got to hit the ground running and I'm in life. But even though I didn't take time and even though I didn't examine it, God loaded me every day. Every day. Just like if you're saved, He loads you up every day with His benefits. Look over in the book of Lamentations. Look at Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3 this morning. Look at verse number 21. The Bible says, this I recall to my mind. I'm terrible with names. I get worse as the days go. I got to thinking about these verses. Let me say this, and then we'll read them. I don't know if you've ever worked a nursing home before. Some of us have, I know. One of the mysteries, and it's not a mystery, but it tickles me every time I even think about this. And I've told this here before, but it fits right into this. We worked two nursing homes in my home church. One of them was Rosewood, and the other one was Journeys. Well, Journeys was the one in Olin, right? Journeys had a Alzheimer's unit in it. And we go over there, and we would start singing. And they start rolling these people in out of this Alzheimer ward. I mean, they look pitiful, man. If anybody's ever, my grandmother had Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is an awful thing. They bring these people in, man. They didn't know nothing. They didn't know their name. They didn't know where they were. They didn't know to eat. They just their mind was just gone. But a bunch of hillbillies would come in there and start singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. At the cross. And that bunch of people that knew nothing, couldn't tell you their name or where they were, would start smiling and singing. Every word. Ain't that amazing? Look at verse 21. This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. Would you take time to recall some things to your mind? Verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because His compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Here, God shows us once again, Psalm 68, He loadeth us daily. Here, in Lamentations chapter 3, we find that they are new every morning. Boy, God don't serve leftovers. He's new every day. And we find here that God tells us that we need to recall these things back to our minds real quickly. I know the time's running out. Look back over at Psalms 103 real quickly. He says, bless the Lord. Then he says, forget not all His benefits. So what are the benefits? Well, he tells us. Let's look at them real quickly. The very first one, verse number 3, who forgiveth all thy iniquities. That's a benefit right there, isn't it? Aren't you glad this morning that God faithfully forgives us of not just some, but all our iniquities. Hey, I'm still a sinner, but I'm a sinner saved by the grace of God. God continually forgives me of all my iniquities. Look back over real quickly. I want you to see this and we'll move. Look back over to Psalms 130. Look at Psalms 124 as well. Psalms 124. Now think about it. This is His benefit. He tells us not to forget. I would ask, but I'm not going to. I would ask how many of us would say we're saved, and probably the majority of us would raise our hands. But have you forgotten where God found you? Are you forgotten how God saved you? Listen to the psalmist in Psalms 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick, and when their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us and the stream had gone over our souls. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey into their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Forget not who forgives us of all our iniquities. Go back over to Psalms 130 again. Let's read some more of that chapter. We read verse 1, says, out of the depths have I cried unto Thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let Thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If Thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who should stand? Aren't you glad this morning that your sins are gone? If God was to take my sins, which are many, if God was to keep that record, who could stand? But because of Christ, and because of the blood, and because of God's salvation, my sins are forgiven. And God says, don't forget Don't forget. It is God that saves us. It is God that forgives us. If the Lord should mark iniquities, O Lord, who should stand? Verse 4. But there is forgiveness with thee, praise God, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in the word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. For he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. If you'll start remembering how God saved you. If you'd start remembering how that God brought you up out of that horrible pit. You will not have any problem praising God. The second benefit, back over Psalms 103, he says there, who forgiveth all, praise God for the all, thine iniquities. Notice the second one, verse 3. Who healeth all thy diseases. I was a leopard. The Bible talks here about leprosy, and throughout the Word of God it's a picture of sin. A terrible disease, leprosy. It was an eating disease. And that's exactly what sin does. Sin eats you and sin destroys us. But oh, thank God, I remember how God saved me. And not only did He save me, He healed me. I was dead in trespasses and sins, but I'm alive in Christ. Don't forget it. He says, don't forget it. Third, and look real quickly. He says, who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy disease? Verse 4, who redeemeth thy life from destruction? I was a slave unto sin. I belonged to my father, the devil. But God, through His Son, purchased me on Calvary. He redeemed me. He bought me. And friend, if we'll just remember what God has done for you. He just didn't speak it. He could have. He just didn't point at it. He could have. But Christ was willing to go to Calvary to die for you, to die for me. How can we forget that? We ought to be so easily praising God because He saved us. He's cleansed us. He's bought me. Fourthly, this morning, look. Psalms 103, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, the latter part of verse 4. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Don't forget. I was born May 24th, 1969 to Felix and Georgia White. That's my physical birth. But praise God, I don't remember the exact day, but I can take you to the place. I can tell you what happened. But that day in Vacation Bible School, when God spoke to my heart and I knew I was lost and I was going to hell, I asked God to save me. And He did. And He cleansed me. And He did. And I see what Christ has done for me through Calvary. But you know what? I have become a son of God. He crowneth. I'm not just a somebody anymore. I'm a someone. I belong to God. I have been crowned part of His family. So we find here His benefits. Verse 3, He forgiveth our iniquities. Verse 3, He healeth us of all diseases. Verse 4, He redeemed us from destruction. Verse 4, He crowneth us with loving kindness. Verse 5, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. Remember the woman at the well? Sure we do. That harlot, that whoremonger, that outcast. But she went to the well that day like she did every day. Had her water pot, went to the well, hoping nobody would see her. Oh, but there was somebody waiting on her. She didn't come looking for him, but he came looking for her. I must needs go through Samaria. Why? Because I got to talk to the woman at the well. He asked her to give him a drink. They got to talking about that well. And he got to telling her about another well. And said, if you'll drink of that well, you'll never thirst again. Aren't you glad this morning That God, every day we can praise Him because of His benefits, because I know He saved me. I know He's cleansed me. I know that He's given me that crown of righteousness. I know this morning He has satisfied my soul. Why in the world? Listen, we went to Outback. It wasn't the best steak I'd ever had in my life, but it was a steak. I liked it. We can give our dog a steak or a pile of puke. Sometimes he'll take the puke. Because dogs are nasty. So every time Fifi licks you in the mouth, just think about that, would you? It's like my house, my dog. We have this brownie machine in our house. Huh? You look across our pastures, there's all kinds of fresh brownies. What are you talking about, preacher? We got cows. And there's poop. You ain't gonna believe what dogs like. They like brownies. Oh, Fifi. But we don't praise God enough because we're too busy eating out of the trash can. When what God has done for you and what God has done for me, God says it should satisfy my soul. See, if we'll remember all that Christ has done for me, oh, it ought to satisfy us. We shouldn't have the longings for these things of the world. We ought to have a longing for home. Okay. He satisfies my mouth with good things. Real quickly, I'm done. Look at verse number 10 of Psalms 103. One of the great things here, I believe, that we need to understand about these benefits. I don't know a lot about anything, I don't think. But it has been an amazement to me in these last years how people feel like they're owed something. That just bothers me. I was not raised that way. I was raised to work. And when you work, you can get the things. But boy, people today, they just want everything given to them. Like they're owed that. One of the great things about this loop of don't forget what He's given us, His benefits, and praising God, is realize nobody deserved any of it. There's none righteous. No, not one. Not one of us this morning could look at God and say, "You owe me." Because no, He does not. Look at verse number 10. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Listen, I know people say this. You've heard it. But this is a very true statement. Do you know what you deserve? Hell. You don't deserve heaven. You don't deserve the goodness of God. You don't deserve His benefits. But God chooses to every day load us up with those benefits. One more thing and I close. Look at verse number 11. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Now listen, I mentioned my son a minute ago, and I've said this before, I know, but when I worked at Freightliner, and I believe with all my heart, God put us there for this purpose. There's more things, but I think this is one of the things that He knew, and He helped us and met our needs. When I worked at Freightliner,
We had $1 million cap on insurance. And me and my wife, as time went on with the dealings with our son, we got a little bit worried. I mean, you worried? I'm flesh, just like you. Because our son's hospital bills had reached up into the $900,000 range. And I told my wife, if it goes over $1 million, they're done with us. See, those benefits, as good as they were, only went so far. But friend, this morning I have good news. God's benefits never run out. There are no caps. There are no limits. God can do what God can do. Bless the Lord. Forget not all His benefits. Bless the Lord. Forget not all of His benefits. Bless the Lord. Forget not all of His benefits. See, this morning, I'm going to say the majority of us have allowed some things to infect our life. Just as that laptop, just as that computer, just as that phone. And we've allowed things to come into our lives that are slowing us down. That's causing us to lag. It's causing us not to run properly. And just like we hit that control, alt, delete, and hit reboot. This morning, God's wanting you to understand we have a reboot. God says, I can take all that stuff out of your lives. And you can get back into that loop of blessing the Lord. Forget not what His benefits are. Bless the Lord. Forget not what His benefits are. I want to run well. I want to run well. What about you this morning? Let's stand together. Thank you for being here today. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed this morning. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for giving the Lord a little bit of time today. I hope you listened to Him. I hope He spoke to all of our hearts. This isn't just for me or you or somebody else. It's for all of us. Would you let God speak to you? Just like the psalmist says, examine me, O Lord. Maybe you need to let God run down through your history on you in your computer this morning. Maybe there's some things that God wants to shut off and get out of your life because it's hurting you. Would you let God give you a reboot this morning? Oh, I'm glad I can't lose my salvation. I'm glad I'm sealed until the day of redemption. I know that I'm saved. But do I have a spirit of blessing the Lord? Do I every day think about how good God is to me? That God would save me. That God would keep me. That God would meet my needs. Forget not all His benefits. Some have already slipped around the altar this morning. Oh, you can just sit there and chug along. But you're not getting everything God wants for you. What about you today? Brother Russell, if you will, sing a verse or two this morning as folks are coming. What about you, friend?
The things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed. They're not.
You might think everything's okay.
At all.
Maybe God's speaking your heart right
Jesus
now.
Jesus, only let me use them to brighten
my life. If you
die
today, would you go to heaven?
So remind me, remind me, dear Lord.
See, that's a benefit that I have through God that I know that I know that I'm saved.
Back the curtain of memory now and
then.
Show me where you brought me from.
Oh, but God continues to be God.
I could have been.
He loves me. He takes care of me. He blows me up every day.
Humans forget So remind me.
When that trouble comes,
remind me,
it will.
Dear
when that storm
Lord,
hits you, it's going to. What are you going to do?
Nothing
forget
good
not
have I done to deserve God's own Son. I'm not worthy of the scars in His hands. Yet He chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why He loved me, I can't understand.
I still don't understand it, you.
Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where You brought me from.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
where
yes.
I could have been.
Oh, yes.
Remember, I'm human.
Remember.
And humans forget. So remind me. Remind me, dear Lord.
Miss Karen's going to play just a little bit longer. There's folks still around the altar praying, friend. You ever just get amazed? You ever just sit back and say, wow, look at what God does for me. Look at how good God is to me. Do you ever ask the Lord what they just sung? Lord, I don't know why You love me. Lord, I don't know why You take care of me. That's just Him. Would you ask God to give you a reboot this morning? Remove those things that are hindering. Remove those things that are distracting. So you can get back into that loop of just blessing the Lord. Remembering His benefits. Bless the Lord. Remember His benefits. You'll start telling somebody else if you're, the more you do that, I promise you. Folks are still praying. Have you ever just thought about the long suffering of God? His mercies endure forever. Boy, if we got what we deserved. Amen. Thank you again for being here today. And don't forget, no service tonight. We will have service, Lord willing, Wednesday night. And if God doesn't change our mind, we're going to hit the ground next Sunday. And we might not have all of our Sunday school classes going. I'll teach in here or something. I just feel like we got to get back to pushing forward. And I want to be smart. Again, it amazed me since Wednesday to Saturday, all those people just fail to being sick, and we sure don't want you to be sick, but I miss it. I don't know about you, so please help us pray about that. I do remember all our ones on our prayer list. Continue to pray for them. Lift them up to the Lord. Don't forget about revival coming up. My wife has these notebooks, and she has the February's list, whatever that means. So do what? Scripture, write, and plan. So write Psalms 119 every day. It'll help you. No, that's not it. But I have only one problem with what they're doing. If I wrote it, only two people would be able to read it, and that's me and God. That's what matters, though, she says. Amen. Do remember that. Brother Gary, Miss Lisa, why don't y'all come on? We had to pay Brother Gary $20, but he finally gave in. And he was holding out for 50, but I told him we could go only 20. It's been good to meet Brother Gary and his wife here. And they come this morning wanting to join the church by the move of their letter. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
All in favor, say amen.
Amen.
All right. You'll get a bill in the mail. It's a book payment thing. It's clip on. I'm kidding. No, it's a joy. He's a preacher, so we're going to let him preach here one of these days. So it's good, always good to have some people to help us preach. So we'll get him lined up. But do welcome yourself. We're not, if you want to come by, they might fist bump you, smack you in the face. I don't know. Wave. Right. Yeah, just do like this. That's a good way. Welcome them in. That's a good way. So amen. So it's good to have you. Brother, you mind praying and dismissing us?
Lord, we thank you, God, for an opportunity to come back to your house.